delight mixed with a slight touch of relief.
Yeah, no, definitely. Just saying, you know, he's had a really working hard today in very tricky conditions that was completely against him. And I was just saying, I think that's probably the argument in front of his career.
Would it be fair to say that this is the older and wiser Batash who's battled where he had to? Whereas two years ago, he might just have down tools.
Yeah, I tell you what, if every horse I trained behaved like him today, then it'd be a very easy job. He was immaculate the way he behaved. He was brilliant at the start. He was great to spring over. And you know what? He's just a very, very ultimate professional now.
And to get the treble up, having one at Ascot and one at Goodwood, I mean, that is some effort to get the three up.
Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. You know, he's just a horse of a lifetime, really. You keep doing what he's doing, showing the same level of enthusiasm throughout. And it gets emotional now, but, you know, we're all very proud. We've got a great team working with this horse, Shadwell and us, and you know, he's brilliant.
And a word about the man on top. I mean, he's riding like a man possessed, isn't he? I mean, that's four from four, and I mean, how big a part of the team is he?
Oh, Jim! Oh, brilliant! You know, he's done amazing. He worked very hard at what he does. You know, if he wanted to come down and ride a bit of work, he'd be there like a shot, and he's a great man to have on the team.
What about next, Charlie? A stiff drink, obviously, but what is next? Paris?
Well, that's got to be plan A, definitely. But if the ground's like it was last year, then we'll have to sort of think of another plan.
Just, I mean, you've got, it's one of the hardest things for you because he is so good, finding somebody that can work with him. Because that presumably is a bit of a problem, isn't it?
To work with him? No, well, not really. I worked him on Tuesday. You know, he doesn't need another horse to work with now. He just, he knows what he's doing, and it's just a matter of just trying to get a good level of fitness and keep him ticking over, really.
And one last question, obviously. I mean, might you go to America? Might you even think about that? Or is it this stage? Let's think about Paris, and particularly what the ground does in Paris, and take it from there.
That's definitely going to be a sort of decision from Sheikh Handam himself. But I think, you know, like I say, plan A is definitely to go to France, and then, you know, who knows? You know, the world we're living in at the moment, it's not easy to really have too many set in stone plans.
And back to back, Nunthorpes, let's not forget that.
Yes, exactly. That's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing to. That's not an easy job. It's a great race to win, and to do it twice with the same horse. Just full credit to Batash.